WSBTRadio.com presents a fan's perspective on Notre Dame sports. This is Dome and Domer.
Hey, Irish fans, welcome back to Dome and Domer. I'm Mike Sullivan, along with Mike Brammer and Ed Sullivan. We're a couple days in advance of the Notre Dame-Michigan game. So we're going to talk a little bit about the key matchups and what we want to see out of the Irish as we head into Game 2 of the 2008 season. Ed, let's get it kicked off with you. I know you don't have very high expectations for this weekend, but is there anything at this point that gives you any shred of hope heading into the game? Anything at all?
That gives me hope heading into the game?
Well, sure, yes.
We covered on kicks well, and our punt return team looked good, and that gives me some hope that our specialty teams may play better. I think that the last two drives in the fourth quarter backs up against the wall. We showed some poise, and I've been the first to say that the opponent wasn't very good, San Diego State, so we should have been able to do that, but it doesn't matter. For an offense against whoever with no margin for error to have to execute on every play and get down the field, we did that. And so there's some poise that was shown there, and we're going to need that Saturday. So that's good.
Okay, I agree. We finished strong. We backs against the wall. We executed. All that is, I think, something to build on. Bram, is that enough for you?
No, that's not the only thing. I mean, one good thing is we're playing Michigan, and we're getting Michigan at a point where – even after them losing to Appalachian State last year, I think Michigan is clearly even further down than that. And that, by reason, gives us a chance to win this game simply because of the performance against San Diego State. Right now, Michigan is about in the best position they could be in the last, 8 years that we have a chance to beat them. And I think this Saturday we're going to walk away from this game with a win. It could be ugly. And if it is ugly, then come Michigan State, we're going to know.
Okay, I think for many of those reasons, throughout the offseason, we looked at this game, and you think Michigan, based on talent, certainly is an excellent football team. They always recruit well. They've got top-line guys.
Yeah.
But we looked at this game as a maybe. I had it as a loss. With an asterisk, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we could get them, and simply because – with the transition to Rich Rodriguez,
right,
Everybody kind of feels like they don't have the personnel that fits Rich Rodriguez, or maybe Rich Rodriguez doesn't fit Michigan, any way you want to look at it. So we are catching them in a little bit of turmoil, and through their first two games, they haven't looked like Michigan.
No, but they play Utah and Miami of Ohio, not the kind of teams that you expect Michigan to struggle with in all those caveats, right? But Utah is going to vie for the top of their conference, and Miami of Ohio is going to vie for the top of their conference. So they're 1-1, okay? Lost to Utah, but Utah's a good football team. Beat Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio is probably a much better football team than San Diego State. So I think we need to be prepared for all this. Oh, Michigan doesn't look good. Michigan doesn't look good. They have had opportunities to play competition that's been tougher than us, and they've done better than us.
Well, listen, let's not start heaping too much praise on Miami of Ohio.
It's not praise. I'm not saying it's praise.
Michigan should never. I mean, 16-6 to Miami of Ohio. There's no good spin on that. If we beat a MAC team like we kind of just did by 10 points, there's no good spin on that, really. If you're Michigan, they're struggling, and that's the point that we're trying to make. I don't think you can.
Well, the question you asked was, is there anything that gives you hope? And that's the point. There's some hope based on where Michigan's
at.
I agree with you, Bram. I'm taking exception with Ed.
No, but I'm saying the last 4 or 5 years, you see it every year. The top of the MAC is going on the road early in the season and scaring big teams. East Carolina knocking off people early in the season. I mean, how many years in a row do we have to see this before we realize those aren't cakewalks? And so Michigan winning reflects well upon Michigan. I'm not saying they should vie for the national title, okay?
No, I understand. Maybe getting into some historical arguments with you, it's amazing how when it's an SEC school maybe who you look at their schedule and they handle those kind of opponents easily, and you look back and say, they don't play anybody. Look at that Miami of Ohio, East Carolina, that's nobody. And I just find it funny now that you're on the other side of that argument saying, hey, these are legitimate programs.
I've got some data now to reflect on. But you look at the SEC really the arguments that I rant and rave about over the years were Miami and Florida State in those years when they had just really soft schedules, play one or two tough games, okay? This is not in that category. Michigan is not a top 15 or 20 team, but neither are we, okay? And for Michigan to come in this weekend, we should not be thinking that we've got some team that's in disarray. They're not.
Okay, well, the question, Brammer and I seem to say that we have some hope because we don't feel like we're playing a juggernaut Michigan team. And I'm just asking you if you feel the same way. We have a chance because Michigan isn't quite as good as they've been. That's the question to you.
Yeah, we have a chance to win. Let's talk about the matchups. I'm worried about our defensive front against Michigan's stronger offensive line. Now, their O-line has had some significant losses, and they're young, but so is our defensive front. So I'm a little worried about that matchup. Do you guys have any feel for that?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to say, but the San Diego State, I don't think they had 50 yards rushing. Now, but I thought, as much as that, I thought we still looked good defensively against the pass. I mean, I really thought our corners locked up. I thought these guys were much improved from last year. And I'll expect the same against Michigan's quarterback, who's going to be starting, and it sounds like we're going to see both quarterbacks. And anytime you see that, that's a good thing because a football team that is in a situation where they're playing two quarterbacks is not a good thing. I don't ever think that is ever to the benefit of the team as a whole.
I think Urban Meyer would disagree with you, but that's it for a different conversation.
But even then, caused turmoil. That whole entire season there was turmoil for those guys. But anyways, I think the point of that is that that's going to cause problems. But I think Ed's point is that against the run, we are going to probably struggle with these guys. It wouldn't surprise me if Michigan puts up 150 yards on the ground against us.
Well, I think if we held Michigan to less than 150 yards, we're going to win the game on the ground. I mean, Michigan has not really showed much offensive identity in their two games. Certainly, it's not the type of offense that Rich Rodriguez had at West Virginia, where you had a dynamic quarterback running and you know, several game-breaking type running backs. They've struggled with an identity. I'm not sure what they hang their hat on. So I can't say I'm necessarily worried about, geez, are they going to line up and pound us? They haven't shown that they can do that. That will be a key matchup in any
but
big
you would assume
in any
they
big
will,
game,
though. Well, don't you assume that they will do that?
No, that's not Rich Rodriguez's offensive philosophy, is to run it between the tackles.
But has he figured out that it's not going to work? In the first two games of the season, wouldn't it make sense that against a Notre Dame team, the last thing you're going to do is open it up to invite the blitz against, you know, a quarterback that you've got that has struggled up to this point?
Well, I don't know. I kind of doubt he's going to abandon his offensive philosophy of the spread offense and try to run the ball between the tackles. I think he's going to spread the field, try to get the matchups he wants, and get guys exposed in space. I think that's who he is as a football coach.
That attack gives him enough flexibility. He could, out of his system, come back and find the matchups on the running game that he wants, and spreading the field and using some misdirection against us, I think is
I think
he's something that's going to help them.
He's going to play into our hands, I think, if they try and run the spread offense and run it from a majority of passing. I think that would bode well for us. I don't see that happening.
Of course he's going to do that. That's what they do, Bram. I mean, you know, you're not going to. I just would be shocked if you see a Michigan offense that looks more similar to a Lloyd Carr offense. I just don't think you're going to see that. But there's also our defense is going to play a little faster, a little better at home, pumped up for the big game. And I expect that our defense versus their offense, I give the edge to Notre Dame.
Right now, I would agree with that. Yeah, based on where they're playing and having two quarterback system, yeah, I would agree with that.
I don't know. I haven't seen enough of Michigan. I just saw the highlights. Guys, I don't think this team is there yet. I just don't think I don't think Notre Dame is a team that can say that we are clearly better than anybody on our schedule other than San Diego State, Navy, and Syracuse. Everybody else is probably better than us or even.
Well, aside from looking at the schedule on paper and trying to decide that, I'm just talking about this game right now and the matchups, what we've seen through two games for Michigan and one for Notre Dame. And I think our defense provides more of a known entity than their offense, and so playing at home, I like that matchup for us. Flip it around the other way, our offense versus their defense. Their defense is the strength of their team right now.
Right.
They've been very difficult, tough to run against, but have given up some yards through the air. So I think that plays into our hands to a certain degree because I'm not sure we can run the ball. But I like our passing game. And if there's reason to be hopeful, it's that if we can protect the passer,
yeah.
Clausen makes plays,
I'll
and he's
go
got
you.
Guys that can make plays.
Yeah, I mean, I'll go with you on that, on our passing game. I think one of the real important keys is that we don't get one-dimensional right out of the blocks. We don't have to be balanced. We don't have to pound it for 180 yards of rushing, but we've got to be able to have them respect the run enough. We've got to be able to have third and middle, third and short, right? Not always be in second long and third and long. And then I like our passing game. I think that we've got some game breakers there that we don't have anywhere else. Clausen shows some poise, still makes some mistakes, but I agree with you on that, Mike. And even though our offense is what has struggled more, if we can get ourselves in a position where they got to play both things on third down, we have a chance.
Well, going back to what you said prior to the San Diego State, it would be a bad thing to see us in our second series throw it first, second, and third time.
Right.
We probably will see that in this game.
Yeah.
And, in fact, it wouldn't surprise me if we come out and we don't try and establish the run.
No, throw more on first down and counter with the run.
My guess is, exactly, we're going to come out and we're going to spread it out and open it up, invite them to blitz us, and just hope that Clausen is at a point now where he can pick that up, yeah, and our receivers are at a point where they adjust on that. And you can, with an effective passing game like that, you can win a lot of ball games, and it'll come down to how well does our defense play against Michigan's. And you
I think
know,
some,
that,
yeah, some
that
possession
be...
passing early, countering with the run, try and get on the board a couple times in the first half.
Well, I think we're going to try to get on the board every time we have the ball, but yeah, I think
you know what I mean.
A couple keys will be if we keep them below 150 yards rushing, we got a great chance. And conversely, if we're north of 130 yards rushing, I think we're going to be in real good shape because that means we will have run effectively enough. I mean, I don't think Charlie's ever going to run the ball 40 times in a game. You know,
no, but
I think he will run it enough to converge third and shorts to keep some, make them play honest. And more than anything, if we're positive, you know, above 130 yards rushing for the game, I think that will mean that we will have protected the passer because the negative yards and the negative plays have really been what have
yes.
killed us over the last couple
of
years.
40% of our plays last year were for zero or negative yards. That is incredible. That's ridiculous.
Right.
If we're 130 yards in rushing, we'll probably win the game.
Yeah,
I think that's you're out of bounds. I think what we're more looking at is 230 or 40 in passing and 75 or 85 in running.
See, I don't
and
think
we can win with that formula.
I'm not sure we can. I guess I feel like if we're, you know, maybe it's 100 yards rushing. I just kind of feel like it's that 130 range because of the sack totals. We just absolutely have to stay out of the third and long, the disastrous plays.
Right.
And if we do that, I think we run the ball well enough in draw plays, on short yardage plays. I think to get to around 130. Now, keep in mind, 130 yards rushing for the game is very bad by Notre Dame historical standards. It's terrible, as a matter of fact, right? But it's good enough if we're throwing it for 275 or 300 because, like I said.
What do we have against San Diego State?
125 in that range.
Yeah, and we struggled a bit. I thought we struggled trying to run the ball.
Of that was a big chunk of that was in the fourth quarter.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
But I think clearly what you're going to see Saturday, Notre Dame is not going to all of a sudden establish the run against a team like Michigan. I mean, that's not the team you do it against being in our second game of the season. I mean, we've obviously proven based on last Saturday that we're probably not going to come out and establish the run. I think we are going to see some things that you did not see last Saturday. There's going to be some things introduced in there. I mean, Weiss made comments about how well Rudolph looks going down the middle of the field. So I think you're going to see some of that. You're going to see some things that we did not see last weekend that could open it up, you know, get us into field goal range, hit a couple field goals.
Well, I'd like to see Michael Floyd turned loose a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. And
I think he's like Golden Tate last year. We use him to stretch and threaten deep.
I think he's a more complete receiver by all accounts. Golden Tate, as a converted high school running back, didn't understand the nuances of playing receiver. The reviews of Michael Tate are he's the complete package. Michael Floyd, thank you. That he's the complete package. So,
well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, and
yeah,
you know what?
Nice.
Duval Kamara, I'm not sure warrants more playing time after last week's performance. A couple drops, and you know, but really, if we had to boil it down to a key of the game for Notre Dame to come out and win, Ed, what would it be for you?
I think our defensive front.
Okay, Bram?
I think it's the controlled passing game, how well we handle that.
And I'm going to say, staying away from the negative big play, the key mistake at the key time, which we haven't been able to do over the last year or so. Those are the keys, I think. So based on that, I'm going to predict a Notre Dame win. Of course I am. But I think it's good. By what? Here it comes.
That's the question.
Right. I like Notre Dame 24-20.
Yeah, I'm gonna say 3 points, 24-21. And I really do. But I think that it's not going to be a result of us dominating the game or any stretch of the imagination. I think we are now at a point where something's got to go our way. And it hasn't in the last two seasons. And this is the Notre Dame moment where we pull one out.
It has to go our way.
We're due. We are due.
Oh my God,
and it's this Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll wrap it up there. Ed, we don't want to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
Okay. You've been listening to Dome and Domer. If you have any questions or comments, go to the website. You can post them or send us an email, info@domeanddomer.com. For Ed Sullivan and Mike Brammer, I'm Mike Sullivan. We'll see you next time.